Craig, stop me if I've done this mini before. I think we haven't. So this one is from IndiaDefenseReview.com. Highly reliable source. We use them all the time.
They've never steered us wrong.
Almost exclusively, yes. And it's from April 17, 2025 by Arezki Amiri. And it's titled, It's Official, Orcas and Dolphins Have Crossed the Point of No Return in Their Evolution to Live on Land. Something that is blowing my mind constantly that...
Yeah, I have so many questions about it.
It's now official?
Yeah.
Okay. The read time's 3 minutes, just so you know, which makes me feel happy.
But also pressured, right? Because you only got 3 minutes now.
It's true.
Don't put pressure on me in this podcast and seeing it over the 10-minute point.
You know how I do under pressure, and it is not good. It is never good if I am under pressure. Dolphins and orcas have undergone such extensive evolutionary changes to adapt to life in the ocean that returning to land is now impossible, according to a study published in Proceedings of the Royal Society B. These iconic marine mammals, once descended from land-dwelling ancestors, have now passed a critical evolutionary threshold, locking them into their aquatic environment forever, which makes me feel really claustrophobic just reading that. I feel like they have no choice now, which makes me really sad for them.
Do you think every orca generation before this one had the choice? And they're just like, no, let's not go there.
Let's not go back yet. We still have time.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Scientists gave us 10,000 more generations.
Roughly 250 million years ago, some mammals made a remarkable shift back into the water, a reversal of the earlier transition that saw the first tetrapods move from aquatic to terrestrial life approximately 375 million years ago. This return to the sea happened more than once and eventually led to the evolution of today's whales, dolphins, and orcas. I don't know what I'm reading.
You want to know something too, Chelsea?
Yeah, I do.
Their scientists were probably saying they were locked into land dwelling too at the time.
I bet you they were, those bastards. Over time, dolphins and orcas acquired a suit of specialized adaptations that made them highly efficient marine predators. They evolved larger bodies that helped them conserve heat in cold water, shifted to a carnivorous diet. Carnivorous.
Not yep. Carnivorous.
Carnivorous. Okay, I thought it sounded needles. Wrong. Yeah. Okay, I did. That was wrong. Okay, good. It's very slight in the English there between the two. It does never seem like I'm reading. It's very slight, though. Like, it sounded right to me looking at the word.
I wouldn't have thought it before, but here we are.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to Journey to the French. The mini is now over. Carnivorous diet that matched their high metabolic demands and developed physical traits that enhanced their swimming and diving ability. Damn it, it's the 3 minutes. So much pressure. These anatomical transformations didn't just support life in water, they fully committed these animals to it. Jesus. According to Bruna Farina, a PhD student in the University of Freiburg and lead author of the study, this evolutionary journey reached a point of no return. Her research examined more than 5,600 species of mammals, classifying them into four categories ranging from fully terrestrial to fully aquatic. Her analysis revealed that once species crossed from semi-aquatic to fully aquatic, their evolutionary path becomes irreversible.
Sorry, I just need to get this straight in my mind. So it's not that they just have crossed this threshold. It's just that she has determined,
yeah,
this scientist, that they can't come back.
Yes, that okay. Overwhelmingly seems like what it is.
That is different than, oh, this generation. They don't have the choice anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Which makes me feel better.
And it also makes a lot more sense that you can make this declaration on all whales and dolphins and not the subspecies within there.
That's true. Farina's research highlights a crucial tipping point beyond which marine adaptations are no longer reversible. This concept aligns with Dolo's Law, a theory proposed by Belgian paleontologist Louise Dolo in 19th century, which posits that evolution generally does not reverse once a complex trait has been lost. In the case of dolphins and orcas, this means that their extensive adaptations for ocean life has closed the door on any return to land. Their entire anatomy, from their breathing and locomotion to their reproductive systems, is now dependent on a fully aquatic environment. The study suggests that these animals are trapped in their watery ways, unable to evolve back toward a terrestrial lifestyle. While these changes have allowed them to thrive in the ocean, they also leave them highly vulnerable in the face of environmental disruption. But they adapted to go into the water. You don't think that they can adapt back?
Yeah, that's something I wanted to talk about. Also, is it just me, or are they kind of making it seem shitty to be stuck in the ocean?
They really are. It's really giving me a lot of anxiety as an orca.
Yeah, you don't want to be stuck in that shithole where all the fish and the whales are pooping.
I know, and I feel like I'm an orca, and I feel like I still want to have the choice to go back, and I feel like, who is this person to say that I can't? That's all I have to say as an orca, that and fuck the odds. As climate change and ocean pollution continue to threaten marine ecosystems, the irreversible adaptations of dolphins and orcas raise serious concerns, because these species can no longer return to land, their survival is tightly linked to the health of marine environments. Any degradation in ocean conditions could have severe consequences. This is such a weird article. This vulnerability is compounded by their extreme specialization. Traits that were once evolutionary advantages, like deep diving abilities or streamlined bodies, now limit their adaptability. But they were wolves before.
And they were fish before that.
Oh God. If their habitat changes in ways they can't handle, these animals have few options left. This is just doom and gloom. This study adds a new dimension to conservation discussions, emphasizing how evolutionary history can limit a species' future resilience. The more specialized an organism becomes, the less flexible it is when the environment changes. That's the end of the article. Wow. What did I just read?
I really want to go read the science paper just to see if it starts out with the sentence, "Isn't it shitty to be stuck in the ocean?" Anyways.
Yes. Sucks to be you, marine animals. They're talking about it like the dolphins and whales are just... I'm struggling to find words here for what I just read.
I understand now why this is your source for this article.
Yes. What an interesting way to come at that.
Yeah, I guess I understand where they're coming from. Everything that stays in the water permanently is going to have a very tough time to evolutionarily change back. But yeah, at the same time, there are subspecies within that group. We've talked about the orcas that literally go on the land to hunt for a very short period of time.
I like those guys, and I can't wait until the worlds collide between those guys and the rich people and their emotions.
The beach just gets a little shallower or a little closer to the water so that they can try it out on those land yachts they've been seeing from afar.
Yes. They're going to be real close real soon. But
they better be blasting their heavy metal music in those rich people's houses.
Oh, they better. They better. What I'm hearing here is that once we're mermaid, we can't go back, pretty much, because we've adapted too much into the sea. But is there a way that you can adapt too much into the land?
See, I would have thought that too with both of those. But like, we can't really become mermaids because mermaids are half fish.
So we'd have to become like...
At that point, we'd be gene splicing, so I don't see why we couldn't gene splice back the other way.
Wolves didn't.
Wolves didn't just convert their bottom half to a fish-like species. They converted their whole body into a streamlined yet still mammalian body.
Well, we could convert to what I would call a mermaid, and it wouldn't quite be a mermaid. It's probably like a ninja or something. It's much uglier than a mermaid.
Yeah, it's ninja. Maybe. Oh, actually, it's probably like a beluga whale, to be fair. Yeah. Or a manatee, with how our society's been going these years.
Oh, the poor manatees. I love those majestic little guys. Big guys.
It seems arbitrary where she can make that determination. And, like, you would probably say most land-based species are stuck on land. But like, yeah. They've found a way to go back.
Yeah, it really didn't show any of her research. It was just like, well, they're done for. They're never coming back.
Yeah, and it sounds like this is a woman who had to rush her... I assume woman. I can't remember the name. But who had to rush her sciencey paper out to press, so she had to come up with the topic because she spent too much time with fuming hatred just glaring at the ocean. Yeah, when she should have been writing, and that deadline was looming, and she came up with this.
And like, it took a weird turn at the end where it was like, and plus, since they can't come back, they're basically fucked because we're polluting the ocean to all hell.
Please, we're polluting.
Yeah, too bad they can't come back because anything else in the ocean.
Untouched land.
Yeah. As if there's no other animals or marine life in the ocean at risk. Just the ones that can't come back onto land.
Yeah, no, otters are fine. Seals, fine. Absolutely. Yeah. Actually doing better somehow.
Totally fine. Yeah, yeah, they're thriving because they can come out of the ocean.
Yep, for those sweet, sweet land breaths.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
it's all very sad.
You guys got 48 hours. You suck in that beautiful, beautiful land air as much as you can. Cherish
it. Don't think about how we're stuck here.
Bye.
Bye.